Hello, and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today, we're going to address a subject that's becoming increasingly important in terms of the back office and also in terms of the front office and how companies interact with customers. And that is IoT analytics and how they can kind of promote efficiencies within the supply chain. IoT analytics has really come to the fore here because the supply chain has so many moving parts. There's so many aspects to getting a product from point A to point B, getting it delivered on time to a customer. And today we're going to talk a little bit about some of those moving parts and what IoT analytics can bring to enhance customer experience and knowledge about customers and customer data. So to do that, I would like to introduce one of my most favorite contributors and a terrible insightful guy, and that's Scott Robinson. Scott, welcome.
Well, it's good to be with you again.
It's great to have you here. We know you're on the road, so thanks for making time for us.
Sure.
And Scott, I have a few questions for you. So I want to start with this idea that IoT analytics and that is the Internet of Things analytics, how can that kind of help companies make their supply chain processes more efficient and give and have better customer data at the ready?
Well, I think to start, we would have to say that adding IoT to the supply chain analytics mix, the biggest and most important thing that it does, first and foremost, is it drives costs down. And driving costs down is by far the biggest single benefit to the customer in the long run. More efficient delivery operations mean more product, better product, and faster product. And that's all going to be to the customer's benefit. But IoT goes beyond that. IoT can also provide analytical input to understanding the customer better. So any company or group of companies that work together and are delivering goods to the consumer are going to benefit because they'll be able to do it more efficiently, they'll be able to make more profit, they'll be able to offer the customer a better product at a better price, and they will understand who's buying their products better than they ever had before. So adding IoT to the mix is definitely a plus.
So you started to allude to some of this in terms of reducing costs. So let's talk about some of the possible reduced costs, like in terms of, you know, actual, how does it improve kind of the fleet operations, reducing fuel costs, reducing lost inventory? What kinds of things could companies save money on?
Oh, all kinds of things. Anywhere you can put a sensor, you can be gathering data that improves operations. Fleet costs are a big example. We all climb into our cars now. If we bought a car in the last 5 years, and our cars talk to us. Well, our cars don't just talk to us. We have information that just flows out of our vehicles, you know, into processes that can help us maintain our vehicles more efficiently, that can boost our fuel efficiency. When the vehicle is aggregating all of information on some performance, we have a better performing vehicle. We can get better maintenance. We can do maintenance more effectively and more regularly. We can know ahead of time when something is more likely to fail. Well, that applies as much to an 18-wheeler as it does to the family sedan. So from the standpoint of fleet operations, having floods of good data from every individual vehicle helps us not only to deliver product faster and anticipate failure with more accuracy, it helps coordinate the fleet more efficiently. When we know something's going to go wrong, with, you know, Bob who's delivering something to Indianapolis, and we can cover that and make sure that we can, you know, minimize whatever disruption is caused by his engine failure or whatever, then we have a more efficient operation. And it's just as effective in the plant. When we know that we have machinery in the plant that is due for maintenance ahead of time, and we don't just go according to some fixed schedule, but we know something's likely to fail, we can make sure it never fails at all and not worry about downtime. Reduce downtime in the plant is a big, big factor. Air conditioning in the plant can be better monitored to drive down the cost of operating a factory. There's almost no place in either the fleet operation or the manufacturing operation where we cannot insert the Internet of Things and make ourselves more efficient.
So now let's talk about kind of from the user perspective, some of the data insights that companies might be able to gather that could help the supply chain process and also help customer experience along the way.
Well, customer experience is tricky because customer experience, we look for things that we're biased to look for in terms of anticipating what our customers want. We take a sort of human pride in knowing the customer and, you know, knowing how to please the customer. The truth is that people behave in ways we don't anticipate. And the truth is we only know a little bit about our customer from a human perspective. But when we're able to gather information and really analyze that information and understand what drives customers into certain buying patterns, we can anticipate and be ready to deliver much more efficiently and much more shrewdly than our competitors. The thing is that we have, with analytics, the ability to pull out an example, anticipate when people are pregnant at Target because we understand their buying patterns shift when they, you know, are pregnant. Now, that's one of 1,000 examples of how when we analyze data analytically, we can anticipate what the customer wants as accurately or more accurately than our competitor. So focusing on customer experience, focusing on what customers are doing, focusing on their patterns, and getting past our human biases make us more efficient in delivering at the far end of the process.
And now finally, let me ask you what you think kind of the greatest win in terms of IoT for supply chain is. Is it more on the company operation side? Is it more on the customer side? Where do you think benefit comes down?
That's a great question, because there's a lot of things you could choose from. I think basically the big benefit of IoT and integrating it into supply chain is that it causes us to look at things we've never looked at before, and you get kind of a global boost from that. We can enhance our delivery to the customer, we can enhance customer satisfaction, and we can make operations more efficient by applying IoT and analytics. But what we do to achieve that is we draw more people who are part of the supply chain into the process, and we leverage their creativity. If we're going to improve fleet operations, we need to include the drivers in the discussion. We need their creative input in order to apply IoT and analytics effectively, because they're the ones that are out there, and they are better to anticipate what goes wrong in their world than some guy sitting back at headquarters. The same is true of manufacturing. The people that are actually on the floor, and that means even the maintenance people, are able to creatively generate ideas about how we can apply IoT to make things better. They're the ones who have to live with the failures. They're the ones who have to live with the disruptions. They're the ones who can give us the insight to make ourselves better. And any improvement we make in fleet operations or manufacturing or any other aspect, marketing, whatever, of delivery, is ultimately going to be to the customer's benefit. You put it all together, you've got a better operation.
Well, Scott, as always, thank you so much for shedding light on this topic, and we'll be watching it, I'm sure, in the future. So thanks again for joining us today.
Sure.
And for more on IoT, analytics, and customer data, you can always check out searchcrm.com and iotagenda.com. Until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.